What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
Her Mother-in-Law.
Happy
fucking
Thursday. I think we need something else to say after that.
I know, I'm always like,
we're always like, welcome back.
It's like, weekend's coming. Hope you had a good week. It's like so dry.
It's so true. Can you guys email us? You guys always have great ideas. What do you want us? Yes. What do you want us to start the episode with? Do you want us to give you like what should we say right after we say hi? Because like once we say one thing, we can just roll into it and we're fine. But like right after that, we're like, happy fucking Thursday. Crickets.
Speaking of crickets.
Oh my God. Are you going to talk about our new jingle?
Oh, I was going to talk about the dryer.
Oh my God. Okay, see, we do have a lot to talk about.
Dude, Alyssa is terrified of crickets, right? I don't mind them, but we have them. Oh, well, it's more spiders.
Yeah.
But she hates crickets, too.
I'm not a fan of them, but if I saw a cricket hopping around, I would way prefer that.
Okay, so then I'm not so worried. At least it wasn't a spider.
I would have been okay.
So I was doing laundry the other day, and, you know, like, before I start the dryer, I don't know who used it last, and just want to make sure there's no lint, right? Because sometimes Aaliyah forgets, not gonna lie. So I go to take out the lint trap, and out with the lint trap comes two huge, ginormous crickets.
Ugh.
And I mean, I took a step back. It kind of
took you for a surprise.
It took me for a surprise.
They were like, hey, what are you doing in here?
Yeah, that was exactly how it was. They were like, oh, okay, I guess we're getting evicted. But like they jumped like right at, well, not like to the sides of me, but it was like a little frightening.
Yeah.
But not gonna lie. Yeah. So we have to just watch out. Stand back. Just do it with like,
I
like
still
with your fingertips. Just go like this.
I still haven't washed my sheets.
I was like literally done by, I don't know, 2 o'clock.
I didn't 3 o'clock. Even know. I didn't, you know, I was like, it's fine. I'll do them next day. I'll do them today. They need to be done. I've been self-tanning. They're bad. They need bleach. Anyways, I thought you were going to talk about our new jingle.
Yeah, guys, do you like it?
We had a whole session the other day.
Hysterical. It was hysterical.
Basically, the one that we had on there was like one that you pick from our platform that we upload on, just like thrown in there. But we talked to Zane and we were like, all right, we can get like, you know, our own. And so we just sat here going through like so many sounds. And we picked one and I was like, babe, that's not the vibe of our show. It was like a nice, like, it's like a ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, no, Agamil is like
paintbrush.
Paintbrushes and funky and like pink and like different from my branding, you know? Like, we're more fun. And I needed a fun sound. I don't even remember what it sounds like. I don't remember.
I don't know, but they know.
But you guys know. So before you hear an advertisement, please listen to our ads if you love us. I was like, however the jingle goes, I can't remember right now, but I was like, please don't skip the fucking ad. You just put me over it, like, please listen to the ad. So we ended up finding a good one.
And listen, also, because it's not, it's one that's not made by our platform, it gets put in a different way.
Manually.
So on days that, for the people who are subscribers, because they don't play ads for subscribers, they don't get the ads.
Because they're elite crew.
So, but they're still going to get the ad break sound. So, excuse us, there's nothing that we could do about that. So,
it'll
if
give
you're
them
listening,
like a separator.
Yeah, it'll just be like, oh, okay.
New section.
Yeah, but it's just like a second long. So,
it's fine.
Every now and then you'll hear a random little noise. That would be where the ad would be for people who hear
the
ads.
I didn't even realize that was a point.
Yeah.
If you subscribe, you get no ads.
Yeah.
Good. We're going to add that to the spiel. Subscribe. You get our episodes a day early and you get no ads.
But you get an ad break sound.
And you get an ad break sound. It's just
for
special
free.
For you.
We just do that in for you.
Very special just for you guys.
But yeah. So, but it was fun. It was fun. We were cackling. It was late at night. I think we were all exhausted.
Delusional.
It was just, yeah, exactly. It was that point.
I vlogged some of it if you guys want to see it.
Funny shit, man.
Yeah. I had to. I was like, I need to be pulling out the camera right now. This is the best moment ever. It was great. Can we talk about what happened with my car yesterday? Please. Can we tell the
so
story?
So bad for him.
For him? Why? It's his fault. He knows my key. Okay, here's what happened. Let me tell you guys what happened. So, me and my friend Volantu, which she's like, stop calling me Val. She said it in a very nice way. She's like, keep calling me Val. She likes her whole name.
What is
she
her
just
name?
Doesn't like when people call her Val. She has a long ass name. She's Greek.
Okay.
But people call her Volantu. That's her name.
Volantu.
V-A-L-O-N-T-O-U. Volantu.
Volantu.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Which I love. Yeah, she beautiful. Loves her name. It's unique. Like, say it. But for me, it's just like Val is just quick. And I've gotten used to it. But she just doesn't like when people call her Val. So now I'm like trying to get myself used to saying Volantu.
Okay.
So anyways, her name is Volantu.
So Volantu came Volantu. Over yesterday.
Yeah, I brought her to an event in the city. And so she came here, left her car. I drove my car to the train station because Zane was getting his haircut. He usually drops us off. He wasn't home in time, right?
I mean, I am upstairs, but whatever.
I didn't even think about it, to be honest with you. Okay. I should have asked you. You're right. I should have asked you. It didn't even cross my mind. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
You're right. So anyways, I guess it was like popping on a Thursday because usually we can find a spot like up close by the train. And there was just like nothing. So I had to park in the street. And they have the metered parking. And first of all, you should have seen me try to parallel park. Volantu had to get out of the car. And she's like, all right, cut it that way. All right, cut it that way. All right, cut it. It was, did you see the trucks that I was in between?
Yeah.
I had to parallel park in between them. It was difficult.
It was a tight
space. It was tight. It was very tight. But with two girls, we got it done. Anyway, so we look at the meter and we're like, fuck, it's like an hour expired. We have to make the train and I don't have any quarters and you can't pay that thing with card or anything. It's so fucking outdated. So I'm like, fuck. She's like, why don't you just have Zane like come like take your car or put quarters in it? And I was like, that's what I'm going to have to do because I don't want to miss this train, you know? So I called Zane. He's like, okay, I just pulled up home, but okay. Like, he's a good sport, but obviously he's like, fuck.
And he also had 37 other things because I was like, Zane, what is wrong with you?
He was just, we were both like, overwhelmed.
Dad's
that day.
Texting me. This one's texting me. That one's calling me. This one's. Yeah. And I'm like,
it was just a bad day.
Yeah, it was the bad timing, I think. Yes. Like, it was just a very overwhelming moment. Yeah. And on top of this, had to go do that.
Right. Yeah, me and him both had, I don't know what happened that day. It was like a random Wednesday. Sometimes Wednesdays can be like so midday overwhelming. We just both were in the middle of 500 million things. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm like, but I would do it for you. But of course he did it for me, you know, because like we're family. That's what we do for each other. So I don't know what happened from your perspective.
Oh, so he calls me. Yeah. And he texts my you home. And I said, yeah. So he calls me. And he goes, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, I either need to go put coins or go get the car. But I'm thinking getting the car might be easier.
Yeah.
And he goes, so can you, you know, follow me there this way I can get the car? I said, sure, no problem. So I had just got out of the shower. Poor thing. I'm like, yep, I'm ready. Let's go. I'll meet you outside. So we drive there. And as we're driving there, he's chit-chatting with like 37 different people. And then we get there and I pull up alongside and he gets out.
I'm so excited to hear this story because he didn't tell me.
So he gets out of the car and he walks over to the car. And I'm like, I pulled up the next car up because I'm going to wait for him, right?
Yeah.
So I'm looking in his mirror, mm-hmm. looking at him. And I see him going, like pressing the button. And then like looking and then pressing the button. And then he comes back to the car and he goes, it's not working, Ma. The remote's not working. I said, all right, take the key out. And use the key.
Oh my God, he opened the fob.
So he opens the fob and he goes, wow, I always thought Alyssa's was blue. The back of hers was blue.
What color was it? Red?
I think it was just black.
Oh, okay.
So he opens the fob and he goes there. And again, I'm watching him from the mirror and I see him putting in the key, turning, pulling on the handle, taking out the key, maybe trying it the other way. And I'm watching him like, uh-oh, right? So he gets back in the car. He's like, I don't know who the fuck key is this, but it's not Alyssa's. And then he looks at the keychain. He goes, these are fucking Val's keys. They gotta be Val's fucking keys because they're not Alyssa's. And then I was like, all right, Zane, I said, do me a favor. Here's a quarter. Go put a quarter in so she don't get a ticket.
Yeah.
I'll take you back home. You go get her keys.
Yeah.
And then I'll take you back.
Yeah.
So I'm outside waiting.
Wait, can I give my perspective that moment? Uh-huh. So from my perspective, he just texts me and he goes, I grabbed the wrong keys. I'm so happy. And I said, wait, I'm like, you don't even need the keys, babe. Just put the quarters in the thing. Like, you don't have to open my car for anything. He goes, with what quarters? I'm like, you didn't bring quarters with you. We have a whole coin jar. So then Valentu goes, she goes, he must have grabbed my keys. Because I remember strictly telling her, she's like, can I leave my keys here for my car? I'm like, of course, just throw them on the hook. Like, we have a million hooks at the by our door. She's like, okay. So I'm like, oh, you're fucking right. He probably grabbed your keys. She's like, but mine are like rainbow. I have like a bunch of shit on there. I'm like, you would think he would know that they weren't mine.
I think if he wasn't doing 37 yes, things he at once, realized. He would have. Because as soon as he sat in the car, he literally like took the keys, went like He's this like, and went, these are not hers.
She's like, we all have Hondas.
So then we come back home. He's going to run in and go get the keys because he still thinks it's easier to just go get you at night, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting, waiting.
I still haven't looked.
So then I sent him a message.
You good?
Or he called me or whatever. And he said, yeah, I'm getting coins. I can't find her key. I have no idea where her key is. So I'm just getting coins. I said, well, I have a whole bunch of coins. He goes, no, I got them already. So he mm-hmm. comes up and I had like, in my pocketbook, I had like a whole shitload of coins.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh no, he goes, that's what took me so long. He goes, I had to pour out the change jar and dig through and pick out all the quarters.
We have a huge mason jar full of coins.
So I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, oh, right. So now you don't need me. I was like, all right, get out. You go put the thing in. Yeah. And I said, I didn't know because it was a street one. If it was like, you could just put two in. You know, like, I didn't know if there was, like, a max. So I'm like, Zane, listen, I know me. I'll be out and about. If you need me to go put extra quarters in.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
I was like, I'll go put extra quarters in. And then when he got home, he texted me. He's like, no, we're good. And I'm like, okay, perfect. But it was pretty funny because I saw, like, he was, even before we realized it was the wrong keys.
Yeah.
I saw he was just like,
yeah.
And I was like, Zane, what's the matter? And he just went, and then he's like, oh, I just have this one texting me and that one texting me and this is going on and that's going on. I'm trying to tell them. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I understand how he just grabbed her keys, not even realizing it, you know, and yeah.
Luckily, we live 5 minutes from the train station, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But
then, of course, he goes, I don't know why she always has to wait till last minute to get to the train station.
Talking shit. I wasn't, honestly. We were like a good, like, 8 minutes early because I had to drive around. I had to find somewhere to park. I had a parallel park. Like, it took us a long time. We got there early. But I was just like, what am I going to, like, what do I do? I don't have quarters. So I was like, get in the car and park where? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just did, I had no other choice. I was like, I have to just leave the car here.
So funny.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was very funny.
Yeah. Actually. But I texted him because he's like, I can't find the key. I'm like, I know it's by our thing. I'm like, did you man look? He's like, no, I for real looked.
Man because look?
Zane admits it. Like, if he looks for something, he's like, I man looked and I couldn't find
it. Listen, I was going to say, I always had that problem with Zane, but I had the same exact problem with Imani and ever. Men just don't know how to look.
He admits it, though. He's like, I man looked, so I don't know if it's really there.
Was it really there?
But I haven't looked yet, and I'm excited to.
Oh.
Because it has to be there. Like, where else would it be? It's probably on, you know how my hook has like a shelf on top?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably sitting up there because it's just a fob. So it's probably just sitting up there. He said he looked.
Oh, so there's no jingle jangle key rack.
No, it's just the fob. Because it's an extra. It's just an extra. I had the one that had all my keys on it.
Right, right.
So it's got to be there somewhere.
Okay.
I think he just missed it. I'm going to look.
I think it was just a pretty funny chain of events.
Yeah, it was. I was excited to talk to you about it because me and Valentu were just like laughing on the train. We're like, oh my God.
And then
grabbed your keys.
And then he goes like this. He goes, wait, I just got to make sure I'm right. So I was sitting in the car and I had pulled up right in front of Val's car. Valentu's car.
You can call her Val. I'm her friend, so I have to call her what she wants to be called.
And he goes, I just want to make sure I'm not crazy. So he's sitting in the car and he cuckoos it and the light went on and he's like,
fuck.
He's like, at least I'm not crazy.
Yeah. I didn't want her to leave him on the counter. The cats will knock him down. I'm like, yeah, hang him on our key ring. Who knew it would cause such a ruckus?
And at the end, it was funny. It was funny. We got to have a conversation. Yeah. We got to see each other. It was fine.
It worked out, yeah.
And I had a quarter, so you didn't get a ticket. Yeah,
that was good.
At least put this quarter in right now.
Thank you.
And then let's go home and figure it out.
Yeah, no. But he texted me. He's like, okay, you're good for 11 hours. I love you. Have a great night. He wasn't like mad or anything, but he was just flustered. Sport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he apologized to me. I'm like, you do not need to apologize. You had 50,000 things going on. It's fine, you know. Yeah. But it was pretty funny, actually.
Yeah. Sorry. I can't believe it. Now I need to put quarters in my car. Just in case.
Just keep quarters.
I mean, just every time we go, there's spots.
Yeah.
Always. I don't know. It was so packed. I guess a Thursday, people go out on Thursdays, I guess.
I have no idea.
It was also like a 3 o'clock train.
It's so crazy, weird. Right?
I don't know. So, but now I know. See, you learn something every day. Now I'm like, I'm going to put quarters in my car just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So anyways, that's what happened to me yesterday. And then we went to the event. It was fun. And I'm a grandma. And I was so tired. I came home and I knocked. And yeah, that's it. We went to get, when we pulled up home, we had the HelloFresh box. She's like, oh, I'll grab it for you. I was like, oh, you don't have to do that, but thanks. And we went over to it and we saw a bug. It was on the Ring camera. It's really funny. We have the video saved. I won't play the audio for you because it's very silly. But we walked up and I was like, oh my God, there's a big bug. She's like, oh my God. And it's a funny video. And then I came home and I went to sleep. That's that.
Yeah.
That was my day. We are going to read scam emails?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's do it.
You got the first one?
Yeah. You don't think I just talked for way too fucking long?
No, you were going to do the Instagram one.
Oh, sorry.
I can't read it.
We rehearse this and discuss this.
I just can't read it. It's so little. Even though I have a bigger phone now, it's still little for me.
Sorry, I'm putting my phone on Do Not Disturb. Okay, we're reading scam emails. If you guys missed the last episode, you guys wrote in and told us like how you got scammed or your credit card fraud or any like stories like that. Somebody you know, just like funny now, I guess, but like not funny.
At the time.
Right. So here we go. Hey, I love your show. I work from home, so listening to the two of you banter helps the house not be quiet during the day. I've listened to your episode about the scams, and I got an unusual one. Last year, I was cleaning my massive book collection and trying to sell about 100 books, $75. I get a message from a local book and sell Facebook group.
Oh, buy and sell.
Oh, she meant to say buy. Buy and sell. Oh, yeah. You're not even looking at it. How'd you know that?
Because I'm on Facebook and they have the buy and sell groups. Oh, yeah.
Okay. A local book buy and sell Facebook group asking what's my best price for the whole lot. She says she works for a charity that just received a grant to start a library for women in a shelter, so she's trying to stock up. Great. I say she can have the whole lot for free and I can get a tax receipt. She insists only paying $50. Okay, sure. That works for me. This is where it starts getting weird. I had already checked out her profile. It looked legit, a few years old, normal posts, etc. And it said she lived in my city in Canada. So I asked when she wants to pick them up. This is when she tells me that she just moved to Texas, so actually she'll arrange a FedEx pickup for them. This would be easily 60 pounds of books, multiple boxes, so that seems odd that a charity would want to spend that, when surely they can just go to their local Goodwill and stock up. I tell her as much, but she assures me, no, no, it's fine. They do this all the time. I can't figure this out. It seems sketchy, but I can't see how I'd get scammed here, so I don't say no yet. I do ask her for more info about the charity, and she sends me a website that has absolutely nothing to do with what she's talking about. It was some poorly done website about orphans in Japan, but entirely in English. She then also tells me that she'll need my banking info for a wire transfer that I'll receive after the books have been delivered. I actually burst out laughing, like, there it is. There's the scam. I knew it. And responded to her with something like, LOL, nice try, better luck next time. And I blocked her. Turns out someone else in the book club fell for it, in the book group fell for it, and posted a few weeks later that someone had tried to open a credit card in their name using that banking info. Very creative with the book buying, legit looking Facebook page, and charity nonsense thought, though.
Wow. That's fucked up. You little, like, a woman's shelter, orphans in Japan, like, they're pulling at your heartstrings. You're like, oh, yeah, sure, here's my banking info.
And she goes... She goes, it's orphans in Japan, and the whole website's in English.
I mean, I'm glad that she was able to see through it.
Yeah.
But I could see, like, they pull out your heartstrings to make it seem like, oh, okay, here, yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Good thing you were like, yeah, okay, nice try. Never give somebody your banking info. No.
Transfer?
I'm like, nah. You want to Venmo me?
Yeah.
Or Zelle me? Sure.
Sure.
You don't need my banking info.
Snail mail. What? Mail me a check.
Literally.
Do something.
For books all the way in Texas.
Exactly. Where she's right. You can go to your local Goodwill and stock up on books.
Yeah, where you're going to get them sent to you and spend all that money.
That's freaking crazy.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's funny. Thank you for sending that in.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, Jerry and Alyssa. I've mailed in before about twice and thought I was content with that amount, but when I saw you were looking for fraud stories, I just knew I needed to send in mine. I definitely think you'll get a kick out of this one. It's actually kind of sad, but I guess my coping mechanisms are to ignore and laugh it off. So to start, I'm 21 years old, working as a server and in school for nursing. I've always been very responsible with finances since I was 16 and had to work full-time while in high school to provide myself with such good habits. I was able to build my credit to a 740 after I financed my own car when I was 19. Good for you. I've lived with my boyfriend in his parents' house since I was 17 because my mom wasn't stable. Recently, this year, things continued to decline in my mom's life in all aspects. Then one day, I opened my Credit Karma and noticed I have an opened Amazon account that I did not open. I was so confused and didn't have no idea what to do. Then a week later, I see another opened account by Chase Bank. I got even more suspicious and I confront my mom, and she's the only person who would know my social security number. The signs started adding up for me. She tells me she opened the Amazon account as a gift, that she was trying to get me a gift. Like what? I was offended and she thinks I'm stupid. To where I don't know how opening a credit card works. I report those counts, and a month later, I see a Credit One account opened. This time, I'm pissed, and I confront her again. She denies, of course, and I demand to see her wallet. After she fought me for her wallet, I get it, and the first thing I see is a Credit One bank card with my name on it. At this point, I call her a liar, and I just left. I have no idea what to do. I'm left with terrible credit after she maxed out and never paid anything. So yeah, that's the story, and I'm just trying to fix my credit now. After all this, I try to stay happy and continue to work on my success, so please don't feel too bad. I'm okay. Love you, ladies.
Your mother? Her mother?
Wow. Three different accounts. Max them out.
Do you still talk to her?
That's what I want to know. Do you? That's
crazy. How did she get away with that? How are banks so, like, you can't even fucking get into anything when you need to, but she can open accounts in somebody else's name? Like, how did that happen?
Well, you know, it was sent to me by...
Yeah.
But I guess it can. I mean,
if you have their personal info.
Yeah. Who knows your personal info better than your mother? You know, right. They have your social. They have your... birth, they know where you live, like, they know all of that, you know?
Wow.
That's pretty messed up. I'm not gonna lie, that's pretty shitty of your mother to do. I don't know if you still have a relationship with her. I don't know if I could still have a relationship with her. And yeah, I wonder if there's a way you could prove that you didn't open it and get that money turned, like, as a fraudulent thing. Although I don't know if you would want to, because it is your mother on the receiving end, so I don't know if you'd want to do that for your mom. Like, because you know it would have repercussions towards your mom. But
she fucking worked her ass off, built her credit, and then she went and messed it up. That's so messed up.
That's very fucked up.
I'd be so mad.
I'm so sorry. Although she says, don't feel too bad. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're doing well, and I'm glad that you have a good outlook, like that you don't seem to be holding it.
Right. Exactly. Oh, my God. Not the mom scamming the daughter. Damn. Okay. My crazy fraud story. I'm going to pick up my iPad so I can see. Okay. Hey there, beautiful ladies. This is my first email to you ladies, and it's a crazy one. First of all, you ladies are amazing and have helped me get through so much. Liz, I've been watching you since the renovations, and I look forward to every video. You were previously in the Poconos around where I moved from, and I love seeing you enjoy some places in the area. My fiance knows how much of an inspiration you are to me, and I'm so grateful for you both.
Aw, thank you.
Anywho, Z, on to my crazy story. My fiance and I just recently moved up to a new state, and we were selling things we realized we were just not using. I got someone on OfferUp that was interested, and we were talking via the app and text messages. He said that his name was David, and he will be having someone pick up the product due to him being out of town on a business trip. I was happy to be getting rid of something we were not using. David told me that he was going to send me a check, which was something new to me when selling something. I gave him the information he needed to send it to me, and when it came to him sending it, he told me he realized that his secretary had also put the amount for the person picking up the item on the check, and he needed me to send the remainder to the person that was picking it up. Huh?
So he must have been paying the guy to go pick it up. So he... So the secretary, in quotations,
paid the person to on the check up,
and also was paying for the merchandise.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Wow, I see where this is going.
I agreed, thinking nothing of it. When it came to sending the money, it was a difficult situation. Other than that, he stated that the person that was going to be picking up the item will be messaging me within a few days. As I was waiting, it took days for me to get them to respond and ask about the individual coming to get the product. I was ghosted. My fiance and I were so confused. A few days went by, and I got a call from my bank regarding the status of my account. I was saving money for my wedding coming up in the beginning of June, so you can imagine my concern. Long story short, the guy ended up taking a large amount of money out of my account. My bank did nothing about it and just told me that I was responsible for the amount. So I will be looking for a new bank. In the end, I've learned that I need to double check with the person that I am selling to before I sell the item. I recently sold something and was so nervous due to this situation. In light of this story, I've attached pictures of my fiance and I and my beautiful kitties back in Pennsylvania. Thank you, lovely ladies, for reading. Okay, love you. Bye.
Oh my God, wait.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God, I love that cat tower.
I want to know how he was able to go into your bank and take out...
Is that Bailey?
Oh, in the picture, I'm like, no, that's Zane's alarm.
Look at it looks like Bailey, little Tonkers. He's another Tubbies.
Oh, it looks like Fatty on the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you have a Tubbers 2.0 and 3.0.
So cute.
Wow.
I'm so confused. How was he able to take the money out of her account?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. You need to send the remainder to the person that was picking it up. I don't know.
I don't know. That's fucking crazy, and I'm really sorry for you, and I'm glad you changed banks, but how do fucking people get away with this? Like, how do people get away with this? This is ridiculous.
This is, like, a lesson. Like, if you guys sell on, like, OfferUp or Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace, whatever the fuck, person comes in person with the cash. You give them the item. You take the cash.
That's it.
You don't need to be... Or they, like, Zelle you right in front of you. Or, like, Venmo you right when they're there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
There's one going around Facebook, and it's funny because I see the same exact picture and the same sort of story. It's a PS5, brand new in a box. I bought... And that's how the story changes. I bought it for my daughter, or I bought it for my grandson, or I bought it for my nephew. Whatever it is, mm-hmm. I bought it for... but tragically, they died in a car accident.
Oh my God.
Yeah, or my daughter, she had a disease and she just passed the disease and I was never able to give it to her. So I want to give it to somebody for free, somebody who could da 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 da. So you have people reaching out to her and she's like, okay, well, I just need you to send me money to cover the cost of shipping. So the people will pay the money for the cost of shipping and then she goes to them. So she does it, or he, whoever, but they have so many different profiles doing it to so many different people and people are falling for it because it's a sob story. It's the I lost my, I would really like
that
just to go to somebody.
That is so awful.
Always seems to be like an old person who bought it for their sick somebody. And yeah.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
If you're getting something shipped, do it on a legit website. Like in eBay, or like don't just like do it through like through yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Something that has buyer protection.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's horrible.
Be like, you can send it to me through whatever, like through Poshmark or Depop or whatever. They have a ton of different websites nowadays.
Look at that son of a bitch blaming it on his secretary. Oh, my secretary sent too much. You got to send some back.
He doesn't have a fucking secretary. He's sitting in his fucking couch eating fucking bonbons all day. Fucking idiot.
I'm really sorry for you. That was her wedding money. They were saving up to get married.
Yeah, fuck off. I'm mad at him. What an idiot. Ugh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's your turn.
What? It is my turn. I thought for sure it was your turn.
She was giving me like the waiting. Like, I'm looking like, at me like,
are you doing it or what? Okay. Hey, ladies, I've got two separate stories for you. They aren't the craziest stories you'll probably read, but they're on theme, and I rarely have anything relevant to write in. So let's get into it. The first incident took place on my birthday, of all days, my sophomore year of high school. At the time, my mom was a manager at Walmart and was working overnights. Because it was my birthday, she decided instead of riding the bus to school that morning, once she got off of work, she would take me to breakfast and then drop me off. Aww. So I'm waiting for my mom to get home and give her a call and ask if she was on her way. And she tells me that she's tired and can't remember where she parked before going into work. She spends a few minutes walking around, pressing on her key fob to get her car to beep at her, and nothing. After no luck, she decides to go to the manager's office and watch back camera footage of her walking in so she could see where she parks and realizes her car is not where she left it. Oh. While the police were on their way, her and Asset Protection are watching footage to see who did it, and it turned out to be one of my mom's employees. They were able to watch her go into the manager's office and steal my mom's keys from her jacket pocket, get into my mother's car, and drive away. We never got an explanation as to why she did this, but she clearly was not a genius because later when the cops went looking for her, they found her with my mom's car parked outside her apartment. My mom ended up having a family member pick her up, and I spent my birthday skipping school at the dealership while she bought a new car, which wasn't so bad. Can you imagine?
Why'd she have to get a new car?
Can you imagine that? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she just bought a new one.
Oh.
Here's my second short story. This actually happened to my papa, but he went out to eat, and when he gave his card to the waiter actually wrote down all the card information, number, CVV, expiration, name on the card, and later that day placed a very expensive order on Best Buy. He also wasn't a genius because he placed the order for pickup, and once the cops realized this, they let Best Buy know once he arrives to give him a call so they can meet him there. He was caught, which is how we figured out it was the waiter. Like I said, not the craziest stories, but it's mind-blowing the nerve of some people. Thank goodness my mom and my papa weren't in a place that it wasn't the end of the world, because if something like this happened to me, it would really put me in a tough spot. Anyway, love you ladies, and I can't wait to hear everybody else's crazy stories. Also, there's a random picture of my babies. I know it's not relative, but I just can't help myself. And guess what? There's no random picture.
You didn't attach them.
She didn't.
Wait, I think she had to get a new car because they probably got the key back from the girl, but who knows if she made, like, copies of it, probably.
Oh.
Or can you just change the keyhole on the car and get a new key?
I don't know. I mean, you would think so.
Mm. The employee drove it home and parked it outside of her apartment. Dummy. Like, what was the... Wait, did you think you were going to get away with that? Did you? You know there's cameras in the store. What was the point?
Like, they literally watched her walk in, take the keys, walk to the car, get in, and drive it away.
Like, how did you think that was going to work?
Like, I hope she was prosecuted and fired.
Yeah.
Like, whatever happened. You have to let us know what happened. I mean, Grandpa's thing, she gave us an ending. Like, the cops got there. The cops arrested the guy. Good. Great. But whatever happened to this employee? And why did she need a new car?
Like, if you're going to steal a car, like, take off the plate, send it to another country. Like, that's what people do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you get rid of it. Like, sell it. You just left it outside your apartment.
She wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed, okay?
She wasn't good at stealing. It's like when people at music festivals, like, steal people's phones. Because they just want to sell them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Now, people will go to festivals. Like, I've heard it's, like, a big thing at Coachella. People will buy a ticket just to go steal people's phones. They clear them out and they can go sell them for $1,000 each or whatever.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It happened to Alicia Marie. I watch her YouTube videos. She got her phone stolen and she just like cleared it from somebody else's phone. And I think it was like shipped out or something. They were laughing, her and her friend, because she texted her phone from her friend's phone and said, please give me my phone back. I'll give you $500. And her friend was like, they're going to sell that shit for like $1,000. $500 is shit. You're going to have to offer them the price of the phone.
I'll give you $500 and I won't press charges. I won't tell who did it. Okay?
They're like, no, thanks. I'm going to keep it and make $1,000.
That's fucked up. Listen, people are horrible.
I know.
Just get a job. Get an honest...
Just get a fucking job.
Like, don't...
You're able to buy a ticket to a festival and walk around. You're able to go get a job.
Jesus. Like...
And if you're not, then figure out some other way.
Honest.
Steal from people.
God, that's horrible. And like she just said, she goes, if... Like, luckily her mom and her grandpa were in a position where that didn't really hurt them that bad, but... If somebody stole my car or, you know, like, that would affect me. It would affect, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, thank God, whatever. That's shitty. Pretty shitty.
You're not safe anywhere. Probably an employee that she liked, too. Gotta lock your shit up. You never know. Can't trust no one. Even yesterday when we were at the event, like, we're at an event on a boat with, like, a bunch of people that, you know, were invited, whatever. Probably a safe place, but, like, I made sure, like, I had my... You never know. I made sure we had our purse, like, in vision if we were dancing or, like, I had it on me. Like, I was very particular. Because,
you have to be.
You never know. You never know. Look at the people that, like, everyone thinks they're great people and they turn out to be, like, mass murderers.
Grimy motherfuckers.
Yeah. So it's like, you can't trust no one.
Damn.
I'm like, I don't know how you got here. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know you. Mm-hmm. It's always better to be safe than sorry. Okay. Scammed. Hi. First email sent ever. Sorry. I actually haven't ever been scammed, but I have two stories from other people. They always go, sorry if this is long. It's like three sentences. First story is my fiance. A couple of years ago, he got his social security number stolen, and the person who used it was Mike Hawk. LMAO, if you know, you know.
I don't know.
Is she trying to prank us? Because it sounds like Mike Hawk. She's trying to fool us so that people at home are laughing and we get confused. And I said, Mike Cock. Mike Cock. Mike Cock. But it fools you because I say Mike Hawk. So it's Quack. Like you use for the Windows. Mike Quack. You tried. But I don't say Cock. I think that's what she was trying to do to us.
You think?
Yeah, she was trying to prank us. Because she said, LMAO, if you know, you know.
Wow.
You're trying to trick us, and I didn't fall for it. Anyways, for the next one, I actually work for a bank, so I see a lot of scams and it's low-key scary. I had this guy call in about something simple in his account and found out that his account was scammed and someone transferred over $9,000 from his account and he had bills due that week. I felt so bad, but I had to transfer him to our fraud department, so I don't know how it ended. Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
She just emailed to prank us.
Whatever. Well, maybe that's really what happened. Maybe Mike Hawk stole the boyfriend's social security number.
Alyssa was like, no. She was playing with us.
Okay, I mean, whatever. But it didn't work because Alyssa's on it.
Because people will go, Mike who? Mike Hawk. Like, that's a joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. You know who's, like, what are they called? What? Practical and Impractical and Jokers, whatever they were. Yeah. They always did that shit. Like, they'd be in a doctor's office pretending to work there.
Yeah.
And they would do things like that.
Yeah.
Like, call the people's name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fucking hysterical. Okay, credit card scam. Nope, that's not what it says. It says debit card scam. Hello, here's my story on how I got scammed recently. There was a charge that came out of my card for Sam's Club in Florida for $115. The bank reached out because it was an unusual charge and I don't live in Florida. So the bank refunded the money. However, a week later, I was going through my bank statement and I noticed a charge labeled debit dispute denied. I was so confused, so I reached out to the bank and they said the card was inserted and a PIN used, so they couldn't claim it was fraud. I don't understand how this happened, but it was very frustrating and I lost out on the money. Don't worry, I got a new card, but I'm so confused on how this can happen and I didn't go anywhere out of the ordinary.
How did they insert if they don't have the card? Somebody took a cop, like made a cop, like what?
Yeah, could have, like the scammer devices, because that's why they do scammer devices. The scammer will put your thing, and if you have to enter your PIN, it's all saved on there. So then they take, that's why they tell you, when you throw out your cards, cut them up.
I do.
Because people will take an old card and then download that information. So they could just, it could be a fucking gift card, you know, or something like that they're sticking in. But that's so messed up.
Wow.
That's so messed up. Because, yeah, how do you track who did that? Like, where...
If they put in a PIN, like...
It had to be somewhere where you put in a PIN. So there must have been a skimmer, one of those skimmer things, on somewhere where you actually entered your PIN code.
I always pull on them at the gas station.
Yeah.
I mean, anywhere... if they're sticking out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fucked up.
Pull on the credit card things. If it's, like, one that, like, sticks out, make sure it's not something stuck on there.
Yeah. And if you use it at a gas station, that's the biggest place that I think that they're very popular to be used at.
Yeah.
So let that be a lesson.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. Okay. Hello, lovely ladies. I listen to the podcast every single day. I have no friends, and it feels like I am with you guys, a part of the conversation. Aww. When I was in college, I got an email that my Apple account was being suspended. I have them in my mom's maiden name, card info, and social security card. I regretted it the minute that I did it. I gave them? She went, I gave them. She got an email that her Apple account was being suspended. She gave them her mom's maiden name, card info, and social security card. I regretted it the minute that I did it. Thankfully, I realized and locked my credit report and got a new card. It was so stupid when I look back on it, but I was young and dumb, and I've attached pictures of me and my new fiance. Maybe a love story to come. I've been scared to email in. Love you, bye.
Don't be scared to email in at all. Also, everybody listen to me out there.
Oh my god,
your social security number is like should be the most protected thing. Never give out. If they're asking for a social, give out the last four. That's usually the way most places will do it now. I mean, even like on forms now, I notice they'll blank out, like X out the first two things and then just leave the last four.
Yeah.
You never have to, nobody has the right to know your whole social, like over a phone like that or something like that. The other thing is, because I just got it yesterday, I got a text message that said my Citibank card.
I just got that too.
Ah, my Citibank card.
I'm like, bitch, I don't have a Citibank card.
Exactly. But if you did, it would have been something that maybe you would have opened that text message.
Yeah.
And they always have that, click the link to confirm your info. And that's because they want to, they're trying to steal your info. So you have to be very, very wary of that. Also, when you get an email or a text message, see where it's coming from. Yeah. See the receiver. If it's like PayPal, I get PayPal a lot too.
Yeah.
Your account is being compromised and it's like...
And the email is like John Doe at...
Yeah, it's like XYFP, yeah. SCTV. It's not real. Yeah. If it's PayPal, it'll be PayPal. And at then PayPal. Support. Yeah, something like that. So always look at where the sender's from and just be wary because it is so quick. I mean, it's very easy and that's what I mean. They get you in a state of like panic. Or they prey on your your emotions.
Yeah.
So that, like she said, she's like, shit. And as soon as I did it, I immediately regretted it. It's like, yeah, because it's like, oh, shit. You know?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm glad you were able to rectify the situation.
Mm-hmm. Immediately. I caught my mom, like, when I was with her, like, a few weeks ago. She was, like, on her phone, like, texting back a random number. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, like, I'm telling them to stop texting me. I'm like, don't even answer. Delete it. I'm like, that's how they get people. My mom's like, stop. I'm like, don't answer. Like, just delete it. She's like, I don't even have that card. I'm like, exactly.
Right. Oh, my gosh. You guys are adorable, by the way. And send in your love story.
Yes. And if you're ever iffy about an email, if you, like, really want to make sure, like, call the company and be like, hey, I just got this email, like, you know, like, confirm with the actual company if you're ever iffy about it. But if it's not, like, at Amazon.com or, like, at PayPal.com, throw it in the trash.
Yeah. Hey, hello, lovely ladies. Let's get straight into it. I thought I'd write in about the time that I... What? Oh, wait. No, she said that I scammed someone.
Now she said, am I an asshole is in the subject line, too.
See, I'm not seeing the sub. Okay. Okay, well, that makes sense now. Ooh, I thought I was reading it wrong.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so she is writing in about the time that she scammed somebody. Now, let's keep in mind that I was probably around 12 or 13 years old. This was around the time of MySpace and MSN, and Facebook was just kicking off. I was just obsessed with the game on the internet called Habbo Hotel. If you don't know, it's a game where you make a character and you can talk to people from around the world in the, quote, hotel. You could pay to buy furniture for your room and play games with other people. You could also pay extra to be part of the Habbo Club, which gave you access to the better clothes and hairstyles you want for your character as well as furniture. I wanted to join the Habbo Club so bad and have all the fun clothes and hairstyles. I'm cringing so hard while I type this, by the way. And me being broke 12-year-old, I couldn't afford it. So what did I do? I came up with a plan. I made friends with a few others on the game. Some were from America, some were from Europe, and I'm pretty sure one was from New Zealand. I made sure that some of them were in the club and some weren't. I didn't know how to make it. I didn't want to make it suspicious. We would agree to all log on to... at the same time and play games and chat. And we had lots of fun. This went on for a few weeks. Over that time, it was my birthday. And for my birthday, I asked for a game card that had money on it so I could use it for the game. This was crucial to my plan. I used it to join the club, buy some furniture, make a cool room for us and just to all hang out in. I had made sure that I had made sure to stay in the past.
Say.
What a word. Say in the past that I couldn't afford to spend money on the game. So sure enough, they asked how I joined the club, and I said I found a cheat online for Habbo credits, which you would use to join the club and buy things. I told them about it. I made it up, of course. And when it wouldn't work, I would offer to log into their account and do it for them. Oh, you were 12? The way your mind worked at 12 years old. Of course, some of them didn't fall for it, but one actually did. She already had credits and lots of furniture, so it was a jackpot for me. I logged into her account, changed her password straight away. I then blocked all the other friends and proceeded to send all of her credits to myself and put her furniture in my room, which on the game would make it mine. And then I kept her account as my backup account to scam others. My best friend at the time, in real life, I mean, knew I did this and thought it was hilarious that someone fell for it and wanted to play the game with me. So he made an account and I would log into other girls' accounts and we would find other people and befriend them and then tell them about the cheat we found, and sure enough, someone else fell for it, and we did the same thing. We only tricked about 3 people from memory, but we were both got banned from the game. I know I'm laughing about this now, but I promise I do feel guilty. I just can't believe my 12-year-old ass actually did this and got away with it. I definitely know what people mean by that rush you feel after you've stolen something. Don't worry, I didn't grow up to be a thief. I promise that was the only scam I did. If those people that I scam happen to be listening, please know that I am sorry. I was just young and dumb and really wanted hobo credits. Okay, love you, bye. You know, I'm sitting here fucking cackling, but that's pretty fucked up.
As little 12-year-olds got their account stolen, as a parent, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, I just paid for this stupid fucking game, and you got it fucking stolen from you, you dumbass. You idiot.
If it seems too good to be true, that's the lesson here. If it's too good to be true, it usually is.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you were an asshole. Maybe. I mean, listen, you were a 12-year-old, like, I don't know. Maybe you weren't an asshole. Maybe you were. I don't know. I don't know if I'd call a little 12-year-old kid an asshole. That was a pretty asshole-ish thing you did, though.
She knew what she was doing. She still remembers it to this day, every detail. She's like, I did this, and then I logged on.
And she even was like, and I remember telling them, made sure that they knew. It's like she had this whole plan.
You knew.
Yeah, you're a mastermind, man.
Oh my God.
She's like an Anna Delvey.
Anna Delvey. Anna
Delvey. Oh my goodness. That was a good one.
Okay. You know, I had someone tell me a story recently. How somebody they knew, like they found out it was somebody they knew, used their pictures on like a dating app and like pretended to be them because it was like a picture that they had never posted.
Are you kidding me?
I was like, oh my God. They were like, yeah.
It's like a catfish kind of shit.
They were
Why?
Like, yeah, just let it go. It's fine.
No, it's not fine.
Somebody they knew.
That's fucked up.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, like, somebody put you on Bumble. But
I know.
But that was somebody you didn't know.
But imagine you went on there and you were like, oh my God, that person only has that picture of me. So it's them. Like, I didn't post that picture. Right?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Anyways, okay.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, they were like, it happened a few years ago. It's fine. Okay, this just reminded me. A family friend scammed me of $2,000. Hey, listen, Jerry. I've emailed him before, so let's get right into it, my ladies. Also, I'm so sorry for how long this is, but I promise it's worth it. Well, around the beginning of the year, everyone's Instagrams were getting hacked. Basically, the hacker gained access to their page somehow, and then they would start posting on people's accounts such things as DM me and make 10K in seconds. I did it. This is 100% legit, and I wouldn't be posting this for nothing, etc., etc. And then would proceed to do a slide of pictures, basically as proof that it's real with their bank accounts and all. Now, to how I got scammed. A family member had been posting this for like 2 days, and I never trusted anything but like this. But after 3 days, she posted a video of herself in a video saying DM her on how to make 10,000 in a day. And it's very quick and easy. And she was like, I'm so happy. Listen, guys, I didn't believe this either. But once I did, I was shocked. And I'm just trying to help you all. Where is this going to lead? How did they get a video of her saying it? What? So after seeing a video of her verbally saying this, I was like, what the fuck? She did it and made this much. I want to as well. I trusted her since I do see her at family events and we talk at the events. So I'm like, there's no way she'd scam me. Insert dramatic. Dun, dun, dun. So I quickly slid up on her story and I DM'd her. And she was super sweet and all and explained what the steps were, which was to send her 1K and receive 10K back. I trusted her so much that I didn't ask any questions other than how is this possible? And what she said was, this is an investment. I'm just putting it for you and the market's good. So you immediately get 10K, kind of like crypto. So I was going to send the 1K. And then she says, you actually have to send 6K to cover off the cost of an IRS form or some other shit that I didn't understand. But like, I'm a dumbass and I did it. But my bank quickly declined it because I was sending that amount to a foreign number. And God, I am so grateful that it declined. And I told her it wouldn't go through. And she says, send 4K instead. I'll put the other 2K for you. And I said, okay. And I did. So, and again, it declined. And she says, then try 2K. And unfortunately, it fucking went through. Fuck you, Chase. Haha, just kidding. It's my fault for being a dumbass. Okay, guys, but it doesn't stop there. At this point, I'm still in Wonderland, thinking I'm going to get $10,000 for sending $2,000, and she proceeds to tell me there's more steps. So I'm like, okay, well, I already sent the money. What do you mean? You didn't tell me this. And she goes, I need to go get to my closest Walmart and buy a gift card. And now I'm like, the fuck do you mean? Mind you, she lives 5 minutes away from me. And I was like, we can literally meet up right now so you can explain this to me, because I'm not understanding what you're talking about going to a Walmart. Now this is the moment I realize I'm getting scammed and I fell for something so stupid, like an idiot. Forgot to mention I'm 20 years old and I have money saved, and I bought myself a 2021 car last year and it's like almost paid off. But like ever since I started working, I've saved every penny and I've never bought myself a thing because I'm very frugal, because I love saving. So the fact that I did this because I was so desperate to make more money to help my mom out, buy a house and buy a car, pay her car off. And like I said, I trusted this girl so much because she's my family and I see her and I know where she lives, literally 5 minutes away. The end of the story, the girl stopped answering completely and I cried hysterically. Yes, it's just money and money comes and goes, but I've worked my ass off and saved every last penny I could save. And the fact that some complete stranger won $2,000 of my hard-earned dollars pissed me off so much. I called Chase, but since I willingly sent the money, there was nothing that they could do. Now I'm here, $2,000 less, but it's all right. I'm alive and healthy, and that person will get their karma. Girlfriend.
Oh, can I just say, it happened to me.
What?
The same thing. I showed you it months ago. It was one of the girls in our group, and I got that, send this, like, listen, Jerry, it really works. I did it. Same thing, the same slideshow with, like, the bank accounts, just send me money, I'll do it, from one of our people. And I'm like, I mean, I blocked her because I'm not stupid, but I also said, are you fucking kidding me? I'll block you. I'll take you out of the group. What are you talking about, kind of shit? But I realized her account was hacked.
Yeah.
So it was, I know exactly the one she's talking about because somebody tried doing it to me. And it does look like it was that person.
Right. So, they probably hack into their account. They can see how they type to other people. Yes. Like, it happened to my mom too. One of like an old friend from high school's sister, like just random, like they don't really talk, messaged her on Instagram and was like, can I please borrow $200? I'll give it back to you in the morning. Like that. Just like that.
What?
Can I please just borrow it and I'll send it right back to you in the morning? I was like, she sent it to me and I was like, mom, just tell her like you don't have it. Yeah. I didn't even think of it being a scam. I thought she was genuinely just asking my mom to borrow $200.
But meanwhile, you haven't talked.
Yeah. I'm like, no, don't do that. Wow. And then she messaged back the next morning. She's like, oh my God, I got hacked. I'm so sorry. Like they messaged a bunch of people. Just That's asking for incredible. $200. I'll give it back to you in the morning.
See, that's it. Like, people need to get a job and stop being so fucking corrupt.
Yeah, it's so messed
up. Stop trying to make a quick buck, you know?
And steal from innocent people that have worked so hard to, like, save for their life, and you're just taking it.
And she's like, I never buy myself anything. I'm right. Frugal. I bought a 2021 car. Like, I'm saving. Like, yeah.
And she's like, did this. Fuck, you know what I could have bought for $2,000 for myself?
That really sucks.
Like,
I'm sorry.
I wanted to spend $2,000, I would fucking go spend it on myself.
I'm so sorry. Damn. That really sucks.
That does. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Okay. Scam, fraud. Hello, you beautiful ladies. I absolutely love you, both of you guys. I've never written in before, so I'm super nervous, and I apologize if this email comes out awkward. It's who I am. I wanted to tell you my story on how my debit card was stolen. It was about 5 or 6 years ago when I was in college. All of my classmates went out to the bar for the night to celebrate me turning 19. In Canada, that's the legal drinking age. So everyone, of course, was buying drinks and shots. And after one too many Jaeger bombs, I guess I left my phone with a wallet case on a table so I can go dance. And someone stole my debit card but left my phone. I didn't realize it till the next day, and I looked at my bank app to see that someone bought over $300 of stuff from Dollarama.
What?
They also went to A&W and spent over $100. I was super mad that no one told me. I could have went to work. Nope. I could have went to my bank company and got it disputed. But anyways, a stupid drunken night that I can laugh about now. That's fucked up.
You didn't get it disputed? $300 at Dollarama? Is that a dollar? That's a dollar store? The fuck are you getting?
I don't know, but listen, that's pretty messed up.
Wow. I can't believe you didn't dispute it. You could go to your bank and say, my card was stolen. These were not me. Damn. How do they use a debit card? You don't need a PIN sometimes, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes you don't. Yeah. Because if it has the logo on it, then you could put it through as a credit card. Damn, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Her 19th birthday, no less. She got scammed.
That sucks. Okay. Hi, ladies. This isn't really being, quote, scammed, but it's fucked up, LOL. Like 10 years ago, I got my freaking license plate stolen off my car while I was at work. I worked at the local grocery store, and I forget what exact hours I worked, but it was probably from 4 to 10 p.m., so it wasn't even, like, crazy late hours. I didn't even know that people did this. My mom ended up calling the cops, and they said people steal license plates to put it on stolen cars. They said that they would call if they ever found it, but they still haven't called back. Not sure how to end this, so okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
That's scary.
Yeah, because
take your license plate.
Yeah, because if they take her license plate, go get into an accident, it's gonna come up on her.
Right.
You know, or get tickets, it's gonna come up on her.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
And they never found it. Damn.
I don't get it.
Well, they'll see that it's not registered or whatever. Yeah. Like, she can, like, go to the DMV and, like, close it down. Be like, somebody stole my pleats. So if you find them, it's on me, right. Basically.
That's what she would have to do.
To change the plates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. I would be mad because I paid extra to get the white plates. So what if my plates got stolen? Would they give me yellow back? I upgraded. I'd be so mad. I'd be like, damn, you stole my white plates. That's fucked up.
And now you're going to give me yellow in return?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Okay, fraud story. Hi, friends. I have a story about fraud that I had never heard until it happened to me. I thought it was a really good podcast idea, so I wanted to share mine. So each pay period, I get my pay stubs. I always check my pay stubs to know how much is going into each account. I have it set up where money goes into two separate accounts. This particular day, I got my pay stub, opened it, and I noticed that it was only going into one account. When I looked at the other account numbers, it wasn't an account that belonged to me. I went to my boss and told him that my pay stub didn't have the correct account number on it for my pay. My boss then says, oh, you updated it last week with new banking information. I definitely didn't do that, and we were both very confused at that point. He said, and I got an email from you that was requesting to change banking information. I emailed you the form, and you sent it back. I go back into my sent emails from work, and I see exactly what he's talking about. But the crazy part is none of it was from me. So essentially, my work email got hacked. Someone reached out to my boss, asked to reroute my pay, and it didn't look like it was out of the ordinary because it came from my work email. I'm just really glad that I caught it before payroll was finalized, because when I noticed, it was only one account where I usually send my pay to two different accounts. Moral of the story, double check your pay stubs and change your passwords frequently.
Wow.
That is so fucked up.
It's fucked up, but it's so smart. How did somebody think of that?
Stop praising the crook for doing it.
I'm not praising them. I'm just like, who thinks of that shit? Like, I'm going to hack into somebody's work email because it looks like it's them.
It's probably like a disgruntled employee.
Right. Oh, you think it's like an old employee. How'd they get onto their email? Wow.
That is so messed up.
You know what's good nowadays, though, especially Google, is very good with, like, two-factor verification, it's called, mm-hmm. or whatever. So, like, you have to get a text message with a code, mm-hmm. if you're logging in. And if I log in on, like, my laptop or my iPad, I get, like, a notification on, like, every device. It's like, someone's trying to log in. I get an email. Someone's trying to log in.
Exactly. That's was this good. You? Like,
Yeah. And then you, like, have to approve, like, yes, it was me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's nice that, like, even if somebody knew your password, they can't really get in.
Yeah.
Because they don't have your phone number. They can't get the code. Stuff like that.
But you're right, because, I mean, when there's certain things, like ever, for example, he had a problem with his card. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he was trying to explain to them, and they weren't getting it, you know, with his broken English. They weren't understanding him. So I was like, let me talk to them, you know. And I had to go through several steps to
verify.
And then I had to talk to them. Yeah. Ever had to give them approval to talk to me.
Yeah.
And it was like, but then the crooks could get in and do what they want to do with no problem. And it's like, wait, I don't understand. This happened to my husband's account, and I can't even talk to you without going through 37 steps.
That's what I was saying before. It's like so hard for us to even do something for ourselves, and these people get in.
Exactly. That's why I started that by saying you're so right, but with your comment that you meant
before. 30 minutes ago.
It took me that long for my mind to catch up, Alyssa. Listen, leave me alone. It was that kind of day, okay?
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. We're having one of those days. I think you want to leave that as the last one?
Sure.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you like our new graphic, by the way. We had some troubles with it this morning.
Nobody noticed.
Sure.
And if you did, that's okay. We're a work in progress.
We accidentally put it up with like random text over it. It was a whole thing. Anyways, it's good now. So hopefully you guys like it. If you need any sort of graphic design, please go to Brenna. She's amazing. Her Instagram, I'll put it down below. Her Instagram, if you need any graphic design. She's a sweetie. She's so helpful. She's so creative. And she's really nice. I went to high school with her and adore her. So if you need anything, go check her out. She made that. And she changed my hair to dark. So we didn't have to take a new picture. I was like, we need an update. It was perfect. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. If you want to subscribe down below, you'll get no ads and you'll get our episodes early. $2.99 a month, and it helps support our podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Rate us on Spotify, 5 stars, and Apple Podcasts, 5 stars. It means the world to us. Thank you so much.
Okay, love you. Bye.